Today from the Ohio Newsroom, a plan to protect the Ohio River Basin.
Support for Today from the Ohio Newsroom comes from Ohio CASA. 15,000 Ohio children are in foster care at any given time. CASA volunteers advocate for these children. Information at ohiocasa.org.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Erin Gottsacker. The Ohio River and its tributaries provide drinking water for more than 30 million people, but serious problems threaten the water's quality, from sewage contamination to microplastics. Earlier this month, a team of researchers released a draft plan to, quote, restore and protect the waters of the Ohio River Basin. That team includes Jordan Lubetkin, Senior Director of Ohio River Restoration at the National Wildlife Federation. Hey, Jordan.
Hey, how are you?
Good, thank you. Just over 50 years ago, rivers in Ohio were so polluted that one famously caught fire. How far has water quality come here?
I grew up in Cleveland, so I'm familiar with the river catching on fire. You know, we have come a long way. Landmark environmental laws such as the Clean Water Act, Clean Air Act, Endangered Species Act have all helped to protect not just our natural resources, but the fish and wildlife and the people who depend on them. And during those times in the 70s and 80s, there was a really robust investment in water infrastructure. At that point, we still had many people that did not have access to indoor plumbing or clean, safe, and affordable water.
Yeah. Well, what about now? What are the biggest threats to water quality in the Ohio River Basin today?
Some people may be familiar with the term EPA Superfund site. These are some of the nation's most toxic and dangerous sites due to things like PCBs and other chemicals and heavy metals. We still have well over 100 or 200 Superfund sites in this region. We also have sewage contamination, either from failing septic systems with homes or municipal systems that can't handle heavy rains. So we know things like sewage contamination can dampen recreation and impact home values. I would also say habitat loss is a big one, and farm runoff and urban runoff. Not too many years ago on the Ohio River, there was a 650-mile-long toxic algal bloom that blanketed the river. That's just unacceptable. So these threats and several more are not just a threat to fish and wildlife, but also to people, to our public health, to our recreational opportunities, and ultimately our economy.
What recommendations does the draft plan lay out to address those threats?
Number one, we'd like to see a more robust federal investment from the federal government. Number two, we'd like to see coordinating across these states and tribal nations. And number three, we'd like to see workforce development and job training so that local workers, local contractors, and local businesses can benefit from these kinds of restoration investments that we know will be coming down the pike soon.
Are the recommendations feasible? I mean, you're talking about the federal government increasing its investment in the Ohio River Basin at a time when the federal government is actively cutting costs. Is there a plan B if federal support doesn't come through?
There's no plan B because I think failure is not an option. I think when we talk about health-threatening pollution to people, to fish and wildlife, it's just not acceptable. We know that in other ecosystems, such as the Great Lakes, for every $1 you invest in restoring and protecting the waters, $3 of economic return are produced in things like tourism, recreation, a new recreational tax base, home values, and really importantly to note, costs are just going up. So if we kick the can down the road and put these problems off to a future date, it's only going to cost more the longer we wait. So we really think environmentally, economically, and financially, this makes the most sense. We'd like to tackle these problems now, and I think we can.
Okay, that was Jordan Lubetkin with the National Wildlife Federation. Thank you.
Great, thank you so much.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.